Whip those voluptuous titties out. Ladies and gentlemen, the homosexuals are back.
You know, after all these years, we never learned how to properly use a soundboard.
Yeah, we're still we're probably more and like illiterate with the technology.
Yeah, we've lost our touch.
That's sad though. That's pretty bad.
Yeah. I actually learned how to use like a more like a less intricate mixer. Not, I don't know.
But we never learned how to do the ping 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 ping.
Oh,
we do it by sound.
I could do that.
I can just
all the nipples on this.
John, edit in post, John.
Yeah, I'll do it in post.
We'll edit in post.
Yeah,
that's the easy part.
Damn, we don't need a. We got that shit right here, bro. God dang, boy, I thought there was fireworks outside.
So what's crazy is cancer didn't kill me, but it killed the homosexual podcast.
And it's still fuck cancer. I'm on my mama, bro.
We kind of stopped it like after I got cancer, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
You were going through some serious treatment, bro.
And then we kind of like stopped recording.
Did this have anything to do like I just noticed it. Your face was getting like fatter, like cheek, like chubbier. Did that have something to do with it?
And I was thinking, I don't know how everybody else's treatment worked, but I was on steroids to help prevent like nausea and stuff like that.
Damn.
And I think the steroids is what caused my face to swell up.
Cause you were like cute little chipmunk.
Yeah.
We can call this episode the end of the THS chemotherapy. We rang the bell.
Oh, right. Damn.
No, it's kind of hard, yeah. Cause like I said, cancer didn't kill me, but it killed the THS podcast.
Facts.
Yeah.
It did.
I don't know if I should feel sorry about that.
If we had,
we should.
I don't think any of us here blame
you. Nah, bro, you got a shout out
that
from
much.
Tua. I think
cancer was worth the Tua shout out in the jersey.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Oh boy, if we had any fans out there, you can blame E-Rock and his cancer.
Yeah.
Goddamn cancer.
Fucking steroid taker.
Do
you kind of miss like some drugs from there? Like, you know what I mean? Like do you remember those feelings?
I guess, I don't know what kind of perk it was, but they were giving Percocets. That's pretty
But like, you could see why like drug addicts like go off like perks.
Like, I remember one time I was feeling like kind of like sick, whatever. I had a headache, feel like nauseous. I popped Perky and I fell asleep and I was good.
Oh, shit.
But again, I think my shit was like a little more like mixed with Tylenol too as well. I think it was just pure perk.
You were
a
little
wasn't like a fucking like pill head. But
you weren't hitting that like perk 60. I took two. I think
you didn't drop it in some lean first. Like you taking it with milk and shit.
I had leftover pills. I was trying to get somebody that's like selling for me, but I could never find anybody.
True. Yeah. I feel like I'd be a good drug dealer. Like I just feel that. Like
yeah,
I feel good. Like I could get away.
Yeah, you know enough people.
Guy. You're a guy, dude.
But Ozark. You just have to be like sort of.
You know
sociable.
How I know? You know how I know you'd be good? You sold me on doing this podcast episode.
And I'm going to sell you out.
He's a closer.
Come on.
He's a closer, bro. He's fucking Harvey Specter.
But I think the best example of that, too, was the morphine. I think whenever you get hit with morphine, like through the IV,
that's your pussy.
You can see why.
That shit like heroin?
You can see why these fucking people are running around with syringes and like jamming it in there.
Jesus.
Yeah.
It was almost you, dude.
Because, dude, it was like instantly you just felt it like boom. Well, I had a little port, so I guess technically if I was a crackhead,
yeah,
if
you could have
head dude and had the port here, just jab it in, I could just get high as fuck.
Leave in the
heroin.
Hospital, you didn't have to take it out, and you're like, leave it in.
No need to find a vein or anything. It's just already
there. That was connected to a vein and shit.
Yeah,
oh,
port,
fuck.
I could have just jacked up.
Could you feel the port inside of you, not on you, but like inside of you?
I guess, yeah, I don't know how to explain it.
Okay,
and
that's
then
fine.
I would just like, well, I would just push it in me, and then I just keep my chemo to my port. But I could have, I could have been a heroin head, guys.
I was like you didn't have that thought at all. Like, yeah.
Eric, you're saying heroin an awful lot. You sure you don't want that shit right now?
You didn't
want
to see.
I did want to see.
Because every time I pass a mushroom on the floor, I'm like, I kind of think about it.
What's the worst that can happen?
Yeah,
dude,
like,
right?
These are what y'all
just could kill you.
Like, there's no way this little thing on the ground.
Would y'all actually do drugs? Heroin, hard drugs?
No, never.
Bro, I'm scared to do mushrooms.
We'll do a little wink for the bitches.
Oh, never, dude.
In front of the hoes, we don't do drugs.
We
100% on the record, no.
We definitely shouldn't do that.
That's just for the hoes. Winky face.
We definitely shouldn't do black tar heroin. No?
Hey, man. You ever want to try it? I know a guy.
Bro, imagine right now, because we got this little light show. Right here, imagine black tar heroin and this shit right here.
Or any kind of drug, really.
Shroomy?
Yeah, because it even has the little nebula cloud up top for people who...
I'm not going to lie to you. I would do shrooms, but that's about it. I draw the line there. honestly.
I feel like that's like, you might as well just not do anything then. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like shrooms, like if you're gonna only go to shrooms, like
what's wrong with that? It's a psychedelic.
I heard MDMA is really good too. I heard people love that.
What do you mean
shit.
Really good? Like, yeah. like
I heard that's a good drug.
It's S tier. It's an S tier drug.
Sounds like it's something to get easily hooked to. Also, MDMA.
I honestly don't know. I'm not.
I mean, from the documentaries that I've seen, people say they get hooked on heroin the first time they try it. So why would you want to do that?
I agree. I think I can overcome it.
I don't think I get addicted.
Look, part of me thinks I can do that, but I don't know. You really don't know.
You don't have personality.
You don't have that mindset. You need that mindset.
You're addicted to weed.
Oh, that's actually a great conversation starter. Yeah.
Here we go.
I think
what's addicted to weed?
You smoke it every day.
I think the problem with people with and the use of marijuana, they act like it's this fucking super drug, dude. They act like it cures depression and all this shit. But in reality, these motherfuckers are just addicted to an oral fixation of smoke and like in their mouth. And
oh, I got
it's
you.
It's like, I'm not addicted. I just smoke in the morning and at night, and I can't sleep if I don't smoke it, and I get headaches. And it's like, bro, you sound like you're fucking addicted.
I will say, it's more like a healthier tobacco addiction. You know what I mean?
But it's still smoke, so it's still not good for you.
Yeah, you're still smoking.
So is it like
I don't
porn
do
almost?
It like
so
that, though.
It's how do you
like porn?
How do you feel
it's like
about
it? Weed is like a porn addiction, right? Like, it could fuck you over.
Yeah.
It's like
you could go without it.
You're right.
You can like not beat your meat.
I think a porn addiction is more like mentally,
like if you're waking up
damaging.
Like, if you're waking up like, fuck, I can't wait to beat my meat. That's not healthy, right?
It's like, I don't know. I wake up horny every day, bro.
That's not a healthy thought. Like, that's not, I can't wait till I touch myself. It's not good, dude. It's the same with weed, right? It's not like,
why I love yourself,
when motherfuckers
bro.
Wake up like, oh, I can't wait to smoke weed. I can't wait to fucking hit the blunt, bro. You sound like a crackhead now. Like, it's
that's
not healthy.
A good point.
I still think that a porn addiction is probably more damaging than a weed
addiction. I would agree. You know what's funny is like every now and then, it doesn't happen often, but I could go for a bong rip, you know, like
every now and then,
you know.
I think if you have a bong or bubbler or whatever, then you're showing signs of like
that's
evolving in your addiction.
Your tenant, that's a crackhead
the
tendency.
The fact that he's craving bong addictions, dude. It's not sign, bro.
I smoke weed, but it doesn't rule over my life. And yes, sure, you could say I'm addicted, but I only do it like once a day.
Dude, when you're at work and you're like, man, fuck, it's been a long day.
Do you wish
man, I want to be home just smoking a doobie right now.
I wish I had a blunt,
nope,
bro.
Not really.
Or like just, whenever we're about to go eat, let me go smoke first so I can fucking eat.
Well,
that's
a thing. People like to smoke before they eat a meal.
I do like to do that.
It
makes the food taste better
strange.
To me.
How would you rate this? I don't drink like alcohol or beer when I'm here at home or anywhere. Only when I go out. But I always feel like I have to have one when I go out. What does that mean?
It's just a social pressure.
Yeah. I'm a social drinker.
Yeah, yep, social drinker.
Like literally, I can stop. I only have like one or two,
I'll
stop. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I will never drink one here by myself. I won't say never, but
that I have like maybe, I don't know. It's not an addiction, but it's like a social thing where if I start drinking, I don't want to stop when I'm out.
Oh, you're going like four deep.
Well,
getting naked.
I mean, there's a certain there's a certain point when I know when I need to cut myself off, and I always do. But like, it's also like, man, I really want to drink some more. You know what I mean?
Damn, John.
Fucked up, dude.
John's got alcoholic tendencies, bro.
But I have a good grasp on them. I will stop myself. I've never like took
discipline.
It too far.
He's disciplined as fuck.
Yeah.
Y'all ever got blacked out hammered?
I just be itching.
Yeah.
Y'all ever got blacked out hammered?
I have.
Yeah, I have.
Damn. Y'all remember it?
Never again.
I remember Joe. He had to throw up at a party.
Dude, we don't gotta talk about this.
He didn't want to fuck up his Jordans. So
no, they were my Jordans, dude.
Oh, they were Eric Jordans.
He was wearing my Aqua 8s, dude.
Yeah. And he had his legs.
Cognitive of that?
Yeah, bro. He was like, because he was like slumped over, like his legs were wide out, dude.
He was like,
just picture Spider-Man on like a building, bro.
No, bro, you were mid-split, bro. Like, you did not want to get dirt in those shoes.
Like I said,
you're
Spider-Man.
Open pussy.
Dude, the funniest part of that night, though, I think it was for your birthday, right?
Yeah, it was.
The funniest part for your night, though, is we finally get into the bed or whatever, And his mom came home drunk, bro. She was at the club, and she comes home, and she goes, and she's crying, bro, like, hugging Joe, like if he got now fucking both shot, crying. Dude. Like, he was on his, it was the funniest thing, but it was also kind of, like, cute, because his mom was, like, hugging him and crying.
Tell him the best part.
He's fucking slumped on the bed, dude, like, his head's hanging over.
Bro, you're a good friend, bro.
Tell him the best part, bro.
What?
I told her, I was like, get the fuck off me. Bro, I was I was out of it. I didn't want any pressure on me.
The Mexican man came in.
I was just drunk, dude. Like,
in my head, I was like, how am I the responsible one here, you know?
The room was fucking spinning, and I was like, you're not helping me right now.
Bro, Roche, you're a good friend for not, like, being cognitive of where you wear his shoes and, like, not wanting to get, like, throw up on his shoes.
I'm very aware when I'm drunk. I act a fool.
He verbally said it. I was like, dude, why are you standing like that? He was like, I don't want to get Eric's shoes dirty, bro.
That's crazy,
like,
bro.
I remember
that was like my 21st birthday.
Yeah,
I think
it was. That's
awesome.
It's actually,
I love that.
Crazy
how much time has passed.
Flies.
Damn, I wasn't even drinking legally when that happened.
That's true.
That's crazy. So do you still let him wear your shoes after that?
We weren't even friends, dude, were we?
I don't think we were friends yet. No, yeah, I didn't like it.
I think he was around, though.
I was around, but we weren't friends yet.
The fact that I had the capacity for this man to be like, yo, he trusted me with his shoes. I'm drunk as fuck. I'm not getting these bitches dirty right now.
That's a good point. Like, I think he trusted you
well
with these.
He's well in the, like, right to trust me with some shoes. You know what I mean?
That's cute, man. Like, that's a cute story.
You can tell people, even when he's drunk, he won't get them dirty.
Damn, bro. You down ass bitch.
But, I mean, that's just... Dude, that's crazy. Yeah, we weren't even like.
Is this where you stood?
We weren't even in each other's lives.
Talk
bro.
About the balance I had splitting like that.
I'm telling you, you're a wide pussy out. Like,
you were leaning on the car. Yeah, though. Leaning on the car.
Oh, okay. See, I don't remember
is
that.
Is that White Mama?
No,
I think it was Ruskin. I think we were in Ruskin.
Damn, he's crazy with it.
You know who I think was hosting the party? We were like in a field. I think it was like Baby Joe's family.
I don't remember.
But I just want to know how long it took for you to get to that point.
Well, quite a while.
Quite a while?
Yeah, because it was a costume party at first.
Damn, what'd you go as? And you were all going to say, what were you wearing aqua blues for? Like, what, Shark Boy? Like,
I went as Barnacle Boy.
They had a costume party in the middle of
July. Yeah.
July?
Fuck yeah, dude.
I don't remember that.
Damn.
Fuck yeah, dude.
That's kind of, fuck yeah, dude.
No, but I mean, what I really want to get to is like, bro, I can't even picture you not in my life anymore, dude. And we just had a memory and you weren't even in our lives.
That's crazy to think, right?
Yeah.
I still remember.
What the fuck were you doing?
I remember fucking meeting y'all. Like, meet you. Not, I already knew y'all. But, like, I remember meeting.
Yeah.
Like, I don't remember meeting.
Coming together.
I was too young.
Yeah.
Starting this thing.
Yeah.
John was on his fucking creep vibe.
Because I always saw Eric.
What are you talking
with, like,
about?
Melina and shit.
I think our real bonding moment was when we started hanging out all together.
Yeah,
Melina included and them. And then...
What's crazy is one time I came over and like you had, I don't know, it was like a party or something. It was a fight, some fight.
Yeah.
That's how we always get together.
And I was, I know the first time I went, because you were there with Jackie, I was like, I'm not going to go, man. Like, there's a lot of people there I don't know. Like, I know Joe and John. That's it. Like, I'm chilling, bro.
And Carla being there too.
And then then I went there, and you were. I was scared of your presence.
Why?
I was like, ooh, who's this guy?
He had
baby BD, but like, it was like mid DE.
Okay, average.
Yeah.
If the B in BDE meant baby, that was like, baby
digging. Beta. But after that, I was like, this, and then I went to another, came by another fight, and then Eric was there again. I was like, okay, we're best friends.
We're here. We're chilling. And then what initiated the like actual podcast? Like,
we talked about it one night, and I remember
you
getting.
Guys,
I think it was
started it at your house.
I think I always wanted to start one, and
you
I
wanted to do a sport
one year.
Podcast.
Joe bought me a mic.
Yeah,
damn.
And was like, yo, here's the mic to start a podcast.
Yeah.
And then after that, I think from there is when we started. I think Joe was like, oh, I'm gonna work at Little Caesars with Fernando. I was like, yo, get me a job too.
Yeah, and then we started.
That's how it started,
then,
really?
Why, like,
I'm pretty sure.
We were already kind of like friends, dude. Like,
yeah. Yeah, I remember, yeah. And I guess you're right. It was around that time.
Then you got us, and then that's when you're like,
Let's do it.
That's when you started coming over to my house. And then from there, we went to your garage at your parents' house.
I have a recording of just me and you. It's called Podcast Test Run. And
oh, yeah. We were at his house. Yeah, doing yeah, like yeah. That.
It was like, I want to say 2017.
Because remember, even, dude, everybody like at Little Caesars, we saw go hang out at my house afterwards.
Yeah. That was
just go like on Saturdays like, after work. Just
so close, out. So convenient.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It was great.
I don't even know how I got roped into it. I just kind of was there.
You were starting to hang out with us more, though, yeah. around that time, too.
That's the time, like, you and I kind of started. I would say bonding closer, like
yeah. Well, with the three didn't feel right.
Way before that, though.
Yeah, no, we were close. I'm just saying we got closer, and then we were like, yeah. Well, let's just add John to the pod.
Yeah, you would yeah. like come, you would come hang out with us.
Yeah, because yeah, three didn't feel right. Three didn't feel right.
Even number.
Yeah,
nice little. Even.
And then I think what happened too is like once I broke up.
Yeah.
I just said your name right.
Shout yeah, out, it was Jack, it, old girl.
Anyways, Jack Mix. When we broke up. We all started hanging out more, and then also we started incorporating like Melina, and then like everybody came over to hang out, and it was just like,
you know, we never, well, did we do another movie night? I don't think we did.
It was never like that first movie night. No,
it wasn't. we never captured that magic again, dude.
No.
We gotta try it. We gotta try it.
We
again.
We never will, dude. What do you mean, bro?
certain people excluded.
old habits die hard, fellas. Yeah,
yeah. And I'm hard.
I stay hard.
Can I tell you guys a story that happened to me recently? You guys tell me if I'm a bad person. I don't know if I've told you this story.
I don't got to hear the story, bro. I already
not
know
a bad person. I'm not a bad person. I think I'm pretty in agreement with myself that I'm not a bad person. So there's a baby locked in a car, right?
Oh.
Did I tell you this story?
Okay, you're starting out pretty hard.
I hope. There's a baby locked in a car.
You're recording yourself, dude.
A child. Let me say a child. It's a child locked in a car.
Baby is like two.
Yeah. It's a child locked in a car, like, or there was something locked in a car.
Let's flesh it out. It was a toddler.
It ended up being a toddler.
Yeah.
So I'm walking to the car, and like, mm-hmm. there's like this lady, this older lady. She's like trying at the window in. Like this, and there's other lady like on the phone and shit. So I can obviously tell there's a distressing situation, right? So I quickly realized. Like there's a kid in the car or some shit, or a dog or something. So they're calling. She's stopping other people around. Like there's a person in the car. There's something in the car. And they run over to the like the store and like, hey, there's someone's car. There's a kid in there. And so I kept walking. I'm like I parked pretty far from the scene. So I'm like, I still have a long ways to go. And so at this point, there's like five people standing around. And
you're like one of them guys.
Yeah, I kind of was. I just kind of left.
Were you in a rush? Honestly, were you running late for something?
Well, one,
no.
I don't think you're a bad person because you know what happened? Tends to happen. People just fucking virtue signal, dude. They'll just go next to the car and act like they're helping.
Yeah.
When they're not, they have nothing to really offer.
Yeah. Like. So what ended up happening was because I at this point, by the time I got to the car, the situation was handled. So the person who owned the vehicle came and she didn't really run or she like it wasn't like oh my gosh like whatever. She just like kind of like. Opened the car door with her key and just like unlocked the back and the child stepped out and it was like a 6-year-old child like what it like they there was no urgency out. On her part so I'm hoping that either the car was on because I didn't hear it car was on or the shit was unlocked the whole time or probably not right they would have opened it but like either she was trying to kill the child or
maybe she just like ran in real quick but I don't see why you turn off the car if you're gonna
I would just
so they don't drive the car away I guess
I would just take my kid with me like what the fuck's wrong with you
yeah it was only one person in there
yeah.
in there
take
yeah
with
yeah
you.
You really could take the kid down
he must be that bad of a child I blame the kid
you said this was in the Bell's Plaza
no
oh what plaza
this was
this?
Goodwill Plaza
Goodwill okay.
yeah so I was you know I just so anyways it's made me a bad person and I was gonna leave Like, nah. There was like five people by the car, bro. No. Like, I'm not gonna. That's what I mean. Like,
you would have like.
Oh my gosh, what's happening? There's a kid in the car. Okay, what are we doing? Standing around this car.
It would have been funny if you went by and you're like, oh, what's going on? And then you know they tell you, you're, like, you're just like, oh, okay.
Okay, it would have been fucked up or not fucked up. Like, would I get in trouble if I went in and just smashed the car window?
Maybe.
So. Probably, you think? Yeah. You think?
She probably could have sued you for like. Property damage.
Like, what if I'm like, I'm trying to get your baby out of the car. Like, now it's a baby again.
Hey, man, sometimes you get punished for doing the right thing. It's insane. That's America for you.
What if I... Damn. Oh, my God. Are you enlisting? What the fuck was that? No, I'm just saying, dude. Right?
Man. Look at all the fucking martyrs they killed, bro. You gotta be careful with what you do. Bro.
So now Fernando's a martyr?
Bro, hey, I wouldn't be a martyr, that's
a
bro.
It's a start.
He would be a Ruskin martyr if he died.
Yo, what are the likelihood of... Okay, let's say, obviously, we have to get drafted to go into war. What's the likelihood of us, like, stepping up and becoming, like, an all-star? You know, like, a fucking... just killer. Like, oh shit, I had this in me the whole time. Like, oh yeah. Fucking geez.
Chris Kyle, 40 Barry. Confirmed it's kills.
It's kind of like Barry,
week.
Too.
Yeah.
Have you seen the show Barry?
No.
It's kind of like that.
Like, he just comes in and just goes, he's raw as fuck.
Yeah, he finds out he can, like, shoot really well.
Oh, damn. Like, but what are the chances of a Ruskin boy trying to go up in there and one of us? Know, I'd probably outkill y'all for sure. Like, yeah, well, I'd get more kills.
I think Joe's, it's only the firstborn, right?
No, dude, in this draft, we're all going. Like,
oh, okay. They hypothetical.
We draft. Aged
yeah,
out.
Yeah, yeah.
I think Joe looked into it.
We
Joe
aged out.
Joe did one Google search shot. I don't know.
If first, I clicked
and,
on a couple websites.
And it was
websites.
The first link. Let me
he
bet.
Clicked the first link.
Which is
it, but it
the paid 20, link.
26 this was guy. The last this guy. Year. This guy.
Oh, so I'm in my last year.
Guys, this and this guy. It's hypothetical. We're all getting drafted.
So like, something happens before my birthday,
bro. If we're all getting drafted, I'm not going to lie.
You probably die pretty quick first month.
I want to die pretty quick only because I'm a pussy. So, like, I know with those instincts, I know I say a lot.
You're not a pussy. They're just survival instincts.
Yeah, I'm not going to do any extraordinary shit. I'm not going to.
I feel like me hiding would get me killed, though.
I would tell you this right now. I would be an exemplary mechanic. Frontline man, not me.
That's not you. That's not your skill set. Nah, that's not your skill set.
But I'll tell you what. All your shit's going to be working before when you go out there.
Bro, if I'm a janitor, I'm getting my free coffee at Dunkin' on Veterans Day. I don't give a fuck. I'm telling you, dude.
I'll make peanut butter sandwiches in the Army.
Like, they have people for that. Like, they have to get fed.
Yeah, I'll make sandwiches.
I think they make more than peanut butter sandwiches.
Ham and turkey.
You're gonna be the dude making gloop, bro, in the big-ass pot.
Here you go, fellas. Some more sloppy joes.
I like to preface this with saying I'm not actually a pussy, but also I'm not gonna go.
But I'm also not sure.
But
he's not gonna go fight for a country that doesn't care about him.
Oh, well, I wasn't gonna say all that, but I was gonna say more like
I was trying to finish your sentence for you.
I'm not gonna just go over there and start fucking murdering people. You feel me?
Yeah, bro.
That's kind of crazy.
What if they were like straight up like, yo, Eric, y'all suck. Like straight up, fuck USA.
Be like, bro, let's talk about it.
Yeah, for real, bro. AKA, look, just sit down, make a little tea.
She'd be like, see, that's y'all problem. Y'all wanna, like, y'all don't wanna talk about it.
My friend Melina said I'm Aquarius. I'm a really good listener. Like, just listen to me. I'll just listen to you.
Your fire sign is showing. I need you to calm down and let's talk about
it. Are
this.
You a Taurus? Because you're acting like one. Just start saying shit like that, dude.
Yeah, I'll be like, confuse them. It's like a spell.
I'm
like,
a Taurus, so I'm, that means it's an earth sign. I'm pretty down to earth. You know what I'm saying? I'm pretty grounded.
Who knows? We could be great friends.
Are you an introvert or an extrovert? We can do the test right now. We can figure this out.
Just do it. What house are you? Like, do the Pottermore quiz? Just right on the spot.
Pottermore? Have you taken your house test? This could figure out a lot of things right now.
We don't even have to do this right now.
Yo,
come on.
If their houses, bro.
Oh, you're a Hufflepuff?
I think
we're
looking like Slytherin, bro. If countries are houses, we're looking like Slytherin.
I guess, right? Yeah, who's the Ravenclaw of the world? I don't even... Is Ravenclaw smart? Are they smart?
Yeah.
Is that the one?
I think that's
China? They're beating us in everything.
Wait, hold on. Time out, bro. See, everybody talks about, like, the genocide. Isn't China... Oh, bro, I'm about to get canceled.
Yeah, you
about to
get... Oh, so you owe it in political.
Aren't they, like, genociding the Uyghur Muslims and shit, dude?
I think... I'm probably... if that's on X, probably, man. I'm telling you, I am baseless when it comes to, like, world news and, like, what's actually happening.
It's hard not to pay attention to as of late just because of everything that's going on.
Yeah, no, you know, it's right in your face.
Like Eric made a good point. It's been going on for a very long time, but it's at its peak, I would say, right now.
Bro, I'm still worried about getting fucking like a COVID payment or something. Like, we need a stimmy. We need a stimmy. I'm still worried about stimmies. I don't think that's coming anytime soon.
They just need to drop another COVID variant. We'll be good.
Bro, like another stimmy right now would be
that
lit.
Fire, dude.
Right?
Make it 2K.
Yo,
though.
Bring stimmies back. What the hell's up with that, huh? The world was better when Stimmy.
Lock us up again. Lock us up again.
For
please.
real shit. I wouldn't mind.
That was a fire ass time, dude.
Yeah.
I always talk about that time. That time was incredible.
It was great. I absolutely loved it.
It was right before Eric got cancer.
Yeah, it really was.
Oh,
it was
wow. Yeah.
The best of times.
I just put my PC. We was playing Apex all the time together, bro.
Shit locked down.
You remember when we come home and be like, hey, they had to cancel work because people are getting sick? And
let's play. One time, Joe's ex got COVID.
Oh, yeah.
I used her test, her positive test, to turn into work to say that I got that she was living with us and I got COVID. Oh. And we took, I had 2 weeks off, bro. It was such a great time.
You still remember it.
We played Apex every night.
We played for like 5 hours a day, dude. It was incredible, bro.
And you don't regret it.
And I got so fat around that time, too.
He was eating good.
But the best part, too, is everything was so much more cheaper, dude. A McDouble was actually a dollar.
Yeah, facts.
That's the dollar menu still exists.
The dollar menu still exists. You just get a McDicks, dude, and
it,
just...
The only thing in the $1 thing is like $1.99. It's not like it's even, you know, McDonald's is low key expensive.
Yeah, everything is,
bro.
I went this morning for everything. Breakfast. I spent $13.
Okay. For breakfast, on like three items,
iced
right?
Coffee, and I got a number one.
Holy fuck!
That's it.
That's it. Oh no, I got orange juice too. But
okay, yeah. What's orange juice cost nowadays?
But that's crazy, is because like that's an egg McMuffin. The bitches are like small.
Small. I would say 100%.
Back in that time, that's like $9, maybe $8, $9 that's for
like,
all that.
Yeah, I think the egg McMuffin meal was like $5.
No, it was. I remember. It was $5.69 or something.
I should have been spending at most $8. And most. I spent $13. Dude.
Under 10 for sure. But damn. Like, and that's you going all out.
But the real question is, what's the prices of condoms looking like, bro?
Bro, the fact that y'all don't wear condoms is kind of like,
you know, I never,
it's kind of dumb.
I never looked at the
inflation,
price.
What's the inflation on condoms
bro,
looking like?
Bro, this shit's actually stayed the same. And the fact that like y'all are still raw dogging.
I got a real question for the people. Okay. This is not only for the people in this room, but the people who may, the listen. 10 people who are going to listen to this podcast. Yeah,
as they should.
So like, I'm going to preface this with like, I don't know if any people from RCMA, because Joe works there, so listen to this. But if you're young and you're engaging in sexual activity,
what's young?
You probably if you're 15, 16, you probably should wait to have sex till you're a little older. Okay,
boo.
I know it sounds cool.
Boo.
That you're fucking girls at 15. It sounds cool, but you probably should wait. Also, if you are having sex at a young age, you should be wearing condoms, right? Like that's, let's preface that with this.
Well,
okay.
Yeah. To prevent pregnancy, but
yeah,
also like,
that's why to prevent pregnancy is the most important thing.
You guys know,
but also like if, when you're young, you know, it's just,
I'll let you finish.
I don't know. It's different.
What do you mean? It's not different.
Yeah, no, I'm not gonna preface what I was gonna say.
I don't know what you were gonna. I don't know where you're going.
Well, yeah, I was waiting.
All I'm saying is,
because when you're young, all you have to worry about is like deterring pregnancy, but you're not too worried about like. Like sexual,
you still should
like
wear
STIs
condoms.
And shit. Like
you still should wear a condom.
That's secondary.
That's secondary. No,
if one is like, I'm better not get her pregnant.
Yeah. Well,
when you're in like prime, like
regardless,
fucking age,
the preface was you should wear condoms. I wasn't really preface. Like, I wasn't saying like for STDs, but if you're 15, 16, you probably should wait to have sex.
Anything
under 18, you probably should wait till you're like at least 18.
If you really
sex.
Think about it. If you want to deter pregnancy, then the condom's not the best. You
just
know?
Don't have sex.
Facts. Yeah.
Or obviously that's the best, but then like there's birth control and stuff like that.
But you don't want to tell a little girl to get on birth control.
No, I'm not saying
16.
That. No,
but
it's not
what,
about that.
So what I'm saying is, if you're a man and you listen to this podcast, and even if you're okay, if you're a woman too, whatever, you probably shouldn't be having sex at such a young age. Enjoy being a child.
I'm gonna bring this up again. The ball jacuzzi that sterilizes you. For like 6 months, that shit needs to go public.
I don't know
what
is that.
Is, what are you talking about?
I thought we talked about this before.
I have never heard this.
Ball jacuzzi.
Anyways,
we'll come back to that.
I want
to
get all this out the way first.
Yeah,
because what I'm about to say is kind of crazy to people hearing this, right?
Okay.
At what age should you just stop wearing a condom, bro? Like, grow up.
I would say 21.
Like, I think it's time for you to grow up, dog. I think.
21
because like
drinking age.
I think the big problem too. Like I'm telling people to work on it, because once you get a taste, without it, there's no going back, dog.
I'm gonna go this way.
There's no going back.
I'm gonna
dog.
Go this way with it. I'm gonna go this way with it. I know this is a cop out, but I'm sorry. It's only my it's my only defense against this dark art, because this is some bullshit. That imagine you had a baby with your prior with your ex.
Uh huh.
Now that you're not with them, it's obviously like, I kind of dodged a bullet there. So you got lucky, right?
Mm-hmm. I made sure I didn't do it.
Right, but I'm saying the risk is still there.
Out of respect. Yeah, the risk was there.
But I'm saying, like,
you're raw dog, and the risk is always there.
Yeah, exactly. So
facts.
I guess I'm trying to eliminate every possible amount of risk because I don't want a child right now.
Yeah,
I'm talking about I want it as close to zero as possible. Do you understand that? So I'm willing to forego the
pleasures of sex.
Yes.
The thing is, when you're with someone for a long enough time, you got like the go ahead. You're in the safe zone. You know for a fact you don't need a condom. You know what I mean? Like, sure. Obviously, the only thing you want to prevent is pregnancy. But I mean, there are other options for that. Also, like, condoms fucking suck. So if you're in the clear,
so trash, right?
No, shut your mouth right now.
They're so bad. Okay, because like, let's say, like, right,
condom sells after this.
You're chilling in the car, like, you're like 22 years old. You're chilling in the car with a bad bitch, bro. She start filling up on your wiener.
Yeah.
You start like grabbing up on her.
Fuck yeah.
What? She takes her clothes off. Wait, honey. Pause, sweetie. Let me put this fucking latex thing over my wiener before
she's gonna see that I'm responsible. She'll wait.
Okay, also,
she's gonna sit there in awe.
Another preface: if you're a man listening to this podcast, you're under the age of 18. If you're any age, because a lot of these motherfuckers don't grow. But if people ask you to put a condom on, put a fucking condom on. Yeah,
don't be a loser.
Like, it's that simple.
Back to the point, like I was making.
Don't stealth the girl either.
If you're hooking up with someone, obviously, like it's probably smarter to just slap a condom on. You know,
probably.
If you got a relationship thing going, then I feel like just condoms are
probably better.
I want to say this
in the long run to eat healthier, right?
I want
to
say this. I'm not.
But do people fucking engage with food like that? No, they just eat food.
I'm not anti. Condom, like I'm not anti not condom, like
it sounds like you are, dude.
If the opportunity arose, then yeah, sure. But I'm just saying, like,
do you wear them now?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm a grown ass man.
So like, I'm just asking a question. You reach over, there's no condies.
When
you're not gonna fuck,
of course. Like I'm going to. I obviously haven't had that problem, but I'm saying like when you're swift with it, you already got a whole like motion down.
Oh, so your draw is fast.
Oh, I'm in there,
like
Papa.
Like a fucking gun in the middle of battle.
He's got the fastest wiener in the West.
There's always a time period where, like...
Fastest wiener rescue.
Well, we're in East, bro, the East.
Most of the time, she won't even know.
That's obviously a fucking joke, dude.
I know, bro.
Cowboys weren't in the East. They were all Western.
Duh.
Dumbass Joe.
I'm not talking about cowboys. I'm talking about wieners.
It's called the Wild West, bro, not the Wild East.
Wild wieners.
So, wait, when did... Okay. Okay.
I'm just saying that
okay.
I'm just saying you guys are a lot more riskier than I am. You place bigger parlays and that's fine. I'm placing safe bets, okay?
Honestly, yeah, I'm rolling the dice, bro, for real.
That's what I mean. You can't tell me y'all not rolling the dice more than I am.
Yeah, but I'm getting lucky number 7 every time right now. I'm going to keep doing.
That's what Eric's drive is. He loves the feeling of rolling the dice, bro.
Let me say
this. He loves that edging feeling.
If you knew that if your shit was like potent, that even one little drop or one good pump is what's going to have a baby. With that,
I guess that would scare me a lot.
Yeah,
but that's with knowing that.
But I don't know that
exactly. I have that thought scared, that bro. every single time it's gonna be that time.
Sounds like you're just scared of living, dude.
Well, I mean,
with a child, yes.
I got like a little too personal of a question.
I thought you were gonna say I got a wiener.
No, obviously I got a wiener.
I'm a man.
I don't know, like, like after your treatment, did you get like a test for that, like make sure the swimmers were working.
I haven't got that a test like that. Pussy. It is a personal question, but I'll fucking answer it.
Bitch. Whatever.
Yeah, I don't.
But
know, you don't have
they
to.
Do tell you though, where you're taking chemo, it does lower the risk
of sperm count.
I don't know about the count, but yeah, like the chances of you getting pregnant is like
your produce.
It could. I think there's like a 35% chance. Like it lowers it all.
Holy shit, that's high.
When you're getting chemo, it's like a. The killing. Whole body. It's killing cells.
So. Hey, my wiener was still working though while I was getting chemo.
Oh yeah.
You're goated for that, bro.
My wiener was still working. I was getting less bonies.
Yeah.
But
when you got them.
When I got them, they were still there.
They were rock hard.
And I remember a part of me going through cancer too, being scared, was that like I was getting less boners. But I would imagine my body was just like, dog.
We're
not pumping blood there right now, dude. Yeah, we're kind of busy.
We're helping you in other ways. Relax.
But yo. I would be like a little scared, like, oh, my dick isn't that hard.
That's kind of cool though. Your wiener's like Rocky, bro. He didn't want to stay down. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like your blood was going to like keeping you alive, but it also was still going there.
He said, "Hey, hey, people listen to this shit because it's usually people that we know." But dude, like, yeah, I think I beat my meat one time when I was going through.
Dude. at the chemotherapy clinic, bro. He's sitting there just
damn, bro. So you had someone help you go to the bathroom, Mijo's gotta go pee, and you're over there rubbing one out.
Because I think it got to a point, like maybe like month 3 or 4, where like you're kind of like starting to get little use of the chemo. Like I guess your body is.
Yeah.
You're starting to get a little horned up. So
your body's just like, oh, we're back, baby.
The biggest moment though for my we're back is me like taking a shit. I remember I was constipated real bad a lot of time.
And you took a fat shit.
Yeah, I would get boners though. And you know what? When I was in chemo, you know what I thought of when I was done with chemo? I'm for sure never wearing a condom. Damn. Because life is so fragile. Why the fuck would I ever throw one of them shits on, dude?
That's a good way to end it.
You could be gone tomorrow. You could.
I could fucking
live
die.
Every day as if it were your last.
Work out the chemotherapy. Why the fuck would I ever put a condom
and don't,
on?
Y'all need to stop, bro. You're going to talk me into it, and this is going to be the one time.
Yo, if that doesn't convince you, I don't know what will.
Well, like, bro, you better stop wearing condoms or you're going to have cancer. That's what I feel like right now. Like,
that's a great and healthy takeaway, bro. You survive cancer and you're like, my wiener is never going to be covered up again.
Yeah, it's going to enjoy real vagina.
Okay, so you have a reason. What?
That's his biggest reason is never stop living life, bro, to the fullest.
Fuck yeah.
Because it's too much like sex talk in our first podcast back.
This is what it always is.
I got a question for the listeners, too. If you'd listened this far, and how far in are we?
It's been at least 20-30 minutes.
Okay, cause, yeah. So like one
it's
of,
at least 30.
Okay, last I'll question take. Is how do we, how does one mature up a pot like a conversation? Do like people actually wanted to like talk about like politics?
Yeah, at this. So how much time has passed? A couple years, 2-3 years?
Yeah,
yeah, what, four.
Four years.
I feel like since the last.
Like yeah. No, not 4 years.
Nah.
No, like 2 years.
Maybe
dude.
Since
it's
we
been
started.
Like, what is COVID?
Since we last did it, it was like 2 years.
I want to say like 2022 was the last one, right?
I don't think
2021?
So.
2021?
Yeah, doesn't matter. It's been at least a couple years.
It's been a long time.
Yeah.
And you see, I think we should talk about politics, but I still don't know dick. Like I'm there. We could talk about it. But
I think people don't want to hear that shit, though.
Also, like, at the end
not
of the day.
Not from us.
Not from us.
At the end of the day, well, I mean, with all the other talk we have, we're not really that type. We're not that type to, you know, have a voice to speak out on politics. We can explain our politics personally.
Yeah.
But, you know, I don't want to be that guy that's like, oh, they must just be, like, chasing clout for covering this world event, you know what I mean? But
yeah, because I really,
I also would, I mean, want to say that our like our stance on it, but you know, maybe not try to like talk
too much
people.
About it.
Yeah, we're not trying to spread, you know, our opinions on it.
Too, like a lot of, I guess people who I would be considered more like liberal in the sense like I kind of both sides a lot of things like. It's just a fucked up situation.
Yeah, I'm easily convinced, to be honest.
You can say that with like a lot of situations in like in the world events, like it's kind of like very, what's the word I'm looking for? It's like a
divided.
Lot. It's like no, but it's like it's very nuanced.
Okay? Oh yeah.
So
yeah.
Like the positions are very like.
Like it's never been just it's right or wrong.
Yeah. Like sometimes like, it's very positions are very nuanced. So it's kind of like hard to explain. And, yeah, but I feel like. But my main question was, how do you mature up? Because I feel like, for the most part, even after 2 years, I think I could be like 40.
I know, bro.
I'm still gonna laugh at a fart. I'm still gonna think like a titty joke is funny. Like as a bro, like a bro guy.
Yeah. I don't think that, like talking about politics is the answer because you can still be a baby about like talking about your politics. You know what I mean?
Like I think two things can be true. You can be mature and also think farts are funny. Like
yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because
like,
I always
want to talk. Gonna. If y'all really, if someone came to us and we really want to run that Izzy talk, like you know what I mean, or Ukraine or something, we could run that. But I really want to talk about crazy? I want to talk about tits, you know. I want to talk about there's a baby locked in the car.
Things that make me happy, dude.
Yeah, these babies locked in the car. Babies locked in the car makes me happy. And
this like, is this just us living our lives, and this is just a part of that, you know. We love getting together.
It's just hard sometimes. Like, for example, we're creeping up. We're about to be 30, right?
Y'all about to be 30. Me and John are still in the clear.
Watch your mouth, bro.
You're right there.
Yeah, he's about to be 28.
I am 28.
He's about to be 29.
He's 29
years old.
Yeah, I know.
He's
years
you're
old.
Mature for your age because you're that age, bro.
Yeah, I know. All right,
act your age,
Almost gaslit me to think he's like 23 years old.
Bro, did I fucking say that?
We're creeping up to 30.
Sounds like you're gaslighting me, my
square
guy.
Square up right now, young blood. See what happens. Creeping up little to 30. Boy.
We're creeping up to 30. This motherfucker's 28, about to be 29. We're about to be 30.
Yeah.
So like, what's weird to see sometimes is like, what do 30-year-olds act like?
It don't matter, bro. You're gonna tell me that my age is gonna tell me what I like, dictate what I act like? Nah, I'm just gonna be me.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah.
Because you see like older people in your lives, like
I see the people around us that have quote unquote grown up, and
they look pretty fucking boring sometimes.
I know, man.
You guys are talking about had a very different upbringing than we did. You know what I mean? So they're of course they're gonna look and sound different.
I know. I almost see like it's like
imagine
weird.
Being boring, bro. We're not boring.
That's what I mean. Like
I'm pretty boring.
I think we are.
You're pretty fun. I don't think you're boring.
I think you can be boring, but
I can watch 12 hours of football.
No, but I look at the people around us at this age; they're boring. Like I can look at them and tell they're boring.
I'm talking about like in conversation. Like,
oh, okay,
there's a lot of people who wouldn't make fun of their situation of having cancer, but you do that, so that's not boring, bro.
I kind
of
want to take that back. I don't want. Okay, half take it back. They probably are still boring, but obviously they're not perspective, but like.
Pussies.
No.
What? I don't think you're going to help.
Hey, I'm just trying to help. I'm just trying to help.
Joe is back.
Their priorities are on their children or their career.
Oh, yeah. Prioritization. Yeah.
Yeah. Ours is it. Ours is still talking about.
Nah, I mean, come on. It's been 4 years or 3 years or 2 years. Whatever. However long it's been. We've prioritized things in our lives for sure.
Yeah, but I'm talking not as much as like kids or something. We don't have kids to worry about. Like,
I'm happy about that.
I know that, but
I'm gonna be honest. General. I look around. And I'm glad I don't have a kid yet. I know that. I don't know. That's fucked up to say. Because I'm supposed to have
it's not fucked up
kid
to say.
Probably at this age. But like, I'm glad I don't have a child. I'm chilling on one.
I think one thing therapy has taught me is just like
fuck them kids.
You're ready when you're ready, dude. Like when you want a kid, have a kid, and if you don't, then don't. And right now, I'm not ready, and that's fine.
Yeah.
I just hate when people tell me I don't want to be old as fuck raising a kid. That's all right, bro. That's you.
Yeah, I mean that's what I mean.
I'm
waiting
until 35.
That like a lot of people think linearly, where it's like, well, you need to be this age because you don't want to be this old when you're like, well, I might be. And I guess I'll be that old when my kid.
My thing is I'm a very active adult now. I still plan to be a very active adult.
That's
when
what
I'm
I mean.
35,
like, what's the difference
40?
Of 55 and 50? Like, if that's
testosterone levels.
I'm saying like I think I'll still be able to move. Between that age
yeah, but
difference,
there's testosterone replacement you can get on. Like it doesn't matter,
bro. I can live. Yeah. I can work out.
You're gonna get on trend?
No, man. If anything, TRT, and that's only if my test levels are low.
Yeah, you should look low right now, bro.
I don't know. I got low hanging. I got low hanging fruit.
Little
bro.
Beta boy.
I got low hanging fruit. I'm good.
Yeah. Any RFQs? Huh?
Oh shit.
Any rapid fires? Yeah.
I don't think I have anything today.
You gotta give me one. You gotta give one for the books.
I got a movie idea, but I don't know if I should share it.
Is that RFQ though?
No, it's not an RFQ.
Could you turn it into one maybe? About the premise of the movie?
I got one.
Maybe he has more than one idea and like he wants to ask which one would you prefer?
Let's say a horror film's coming up. Would you rather be the antagonist or the protagonist in
it? Great question.
In a horror film.
Antagonist.
Mine was so shitty, but that one's way better.
Antagonist.
Yeah, it's more fun to be the antagonist in horror
films. I'm the protagonist, bro. I got to be. Outsmart the antagonist. Like,
okay,
that. I'm a protagonist.
Now, what type of horror movie would you want to be in? I'd want to be in a psychological horror.
What slasher film would you want to find yourself in?
Damn,
something that's like,
I'd see myself in a Halloween movie,
maybe,
but not one of the dumb
escaping,
ones.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
What's Jeepers Creepers?
Oh, that's a good one, dude.
He's like a literal demon, though. Like,
he said slasher. That's a slasher. People get slashed up in that bitch.
Yeah, but you're definitely dead if he's after you. Like, ain't no way you're getting away from that.
Bro, all I'm saying...
They beat him once. They can do it again.
Who's they, though? And they didn't really beat him. He came
What's Saul boy's name?
True.
Who?
Saul?
Jigsaw?
Yeah, I whooped that boy ass. I'm just saying. that little boy.
1v1 me, motherfucker.
Bro, that boy square up. Hell no, I'm taking that man down.
What about you, Eric?
What was it?
The question, what kind of horror movie would you want to be in as the antagonist? That's what you put. That's what you picked. I said psychological thriller. Fern said Saw, and John said
Saw.
You said slasher, right?
No, I asked or like, slasher. What you want to be in?
What's it called? The things that keep happening. Final Fantasy.
Final Destination.
I've actually been rewatching.
That's a psychological thriller.
Yeah, I saw you watching it on Max. Yeah.
Well, who's the antagonist? Funny. Like the spirit? The death spirit?
I meant as far... I was going more towards a psychological thriller. Like, but that's not antagonist, so I guess you're right.
No, psychological thriller for me is something like Prisoners. Like, that was a...
Okay.
Like, it fucks with your head, you know, kind of thing. Like, they kidnapped the girls, and he's trying to find them, and it took forever.
You want to hear where my question was going? I was like, if you had to pick one topic,
but that's not horror, that's thriller,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Well, it's still under the category. It's like branched off from
because
horror.
When I think of horror, I think of like there's some kind of supernatural thing.
Yeah. Just pick a horror movie
or
then.
Slasher horror.
Yeah, because
horror.
Like
okay, so you know that movie Smile?
Yeah, that would be more.
That's what you're saying.
Yeah.
That's okay. Psychological like that. Horror. That's in
yeah.
There.
Yeah, because I would say
so.
The
where
thriller,
you gonna go
with? Thriller is just a thriller. A horror movie. Like,
and you can't pick any of the Harry Potters. You can't pick any of those.
I think Freddy like would be cool, like Freddy or Jason. Those are kind of cool, like antagonists.
That's true. But like, if you're the protagonist in one of those movies, you're fucked.
Yeah,
dude.
You're fucked. Yeah. Unless you survive it all.
That's true, but I don't think any of y'all are surviving if you're the protagonist.
True.
Let's be honest, y'all love sleeping. Freddy Krueger gonna get y'all.
That's true. I'll give y'all a last RFU, unless you weren't done. But
no. Go ahead.
Last one. Yeah, let's close this out. If you had to pick one burger topping to put on your burger, it's just meat, cheese, and bun right now. What are you putting?
Oh, you get cheese automatically?
Automatically.
Okay, cheeseburger. Let's go.
You have to enhance
Shake
your burger.
Shake Shack sauce.
Ooh, that's not a bad answer.
Or Mac sauce from McDonald's.
I was thinking like basic, like...
Like tomato?
Condiments, yeah.
I was thinking hard, bro.
I just go ketchup.
Well, you can go topping, like any topping, like bacon or something, like...
But, like, is the sauce considered a topic?
You can go sauce.
I would go ketchup then.
Ketchup?
Yeah.
Out of all the things in the world, you just go with ketchup?
It has a sweetness to it.
I think the Shake Shack sauce has ketchup
in it.
That's
what I mean.
It. Like, it's, like, mixed. That's what I thought.
I would go with, like, a variation.
I gotta outsmart this question.
I would go with, like, a variation of, like, barbecue sauce, maybe.
Oh, that's a good one, too, bro.
That's funny. Okay.
I don't like barbecue sauce on my burger.
Yeah,
I do.
I'd have to put it with other things. Like if it was just meat, cheese, and
oh, you know what?
Barbecue
no,
sauce.
I take it back. I'm gonna put jalapenos on mine.
Hey.
I'm putting an egg on mine.
Okay.
Yeah.
Dude, that's not bad. Jalapenos can that'll change the whole trajectory of the burger.
Hell yeah.
That's fucking
boom.
That's
your burger's
lit.
Spicy. What the fuck? Like,
I didn't see that coming.
I didn't see that shit coming.
But you know what I did see coming? The end of this fucking podcast.
I hate this guy. Yippee. Hey,
that was a great segue.
All right, this was fun, man.
Well, yeah, man, it was great to get back together, guys. Thank you for the support all these years, guys.
Yep.
Wondering support. Where we've been,
like, asking us
constantly
asking us
to
when's
come
it
back.
Coming we're back. Not, we not, heard y'all. We heard the talks.
We heard y'all. We talked it over. We made amends, you know.
Yeah, we got
here. We are.
We weren't even a fucking afterthought.
the new contracts are being drawn up as we speak.
Yeah. So wait another 2 years. You might get another one.
Mm-hmm. Yo, it's hot as fuck in
all our hot ass breath is fucking stirring up in here.
Yeah. All right, y'all. Peace.
Have a good one, y'all.
All right.
Bye.
Keep it tight.
Was that you, John, or